Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
On June 2nd at 7 o'clock, the Fisher Center of the campus of Bard College hosts Natalie Merchant and the Kalmia String Quartet, along with local singers, for a night of music and message, drawing attention to the grave problem of domestic violence in the Hudson Valley. The evening is a fundraiser for two domestic violence shelters, the Washburn House of Ulster County and Grace Smith House of Dutchess County. To learn more, you can go online to shelterconcert, that's one word, shelterconcert.com. And joining us to talk about the concert is the best person we know, the one and only Natalie Merchant. Welcome, our wonderful Natalie. So glad you're here.
Hello, Alan. Thank you so much for saying a few words about the concert.
Well, to tell us a little bit about why this is important to you as an individual.
Back in February, I attended a 1 Billion Rising event, which was an international event to try to draw attention to violence against women. In Kingston, there was a panel discussion, and on the panel was a member of the law enforcement agency, the DA's office, the director of the local domestic violence shelter, and several victims of domestic violence were at the event. And I was just shocked by the scale of the issue in our area. And I noticed that there were only probably 50 people attending the event, and I thought a larger audience needs to hear this information and reflect upon this information and do something as a result of that knowledge.
Do you think we've made any progress, Natalie? I know that there are certain rules in place now that when the police get a call on domestic violence, quite frequently they take the abuser away, and that it's almost mandatory. Now, that was something I think years ago was not even contemplated.
That was something that was mentioned at this panel discussion, but it depends on the severity of the crime. I mean, a misdemeanor may result in an order of protection, and those orders of protection are perpetually violated. So the families continue to live in fear.
What do we hope for? Is it education? Is it education leading to self-control? I mean, men are usually bigger and stronger, quite frequently, not always, than women are. We have an underwriting announcement on WAMC in which the sponsoring organization says our strength is not for hurting. Is it that you just have to keep on telling people that they can't use their strength for getting their way or getting into arguments?
Well, unfortunately, we don't seem to be living in a culture that's promoting those sort of messages, do we?
No.
If you look at mass media as a whole, the message is, you know, use your force to achieve anything that you desire. It's a bit horrifying. This benefit is for both the Grace Smith House and the Washburn House. The Grace Smith House does a large amount of community outreach because they feel that prevention, you know, these are preventable crimes. That's, to me, the greatest tragedy. All these homicides probably could have been avoided if there had been some kind of risk assessment and the women had a place to go, a safe and secure place to escape and help in reestablishing their lives. Now, the Grace Smith House does quite a bit of outreach in schools, and they find that they're moving into younger and younger grades because you have to reach children at an earlier, more impressionable age to give them these skills of nonviolent communication.
We were just talking about something on the roundtable a little while ago, in which women are now as or more responsible for the income that comes into a family than they used to be. They now, I think, the majority. My question to you is, do you think that'll make a difference?
I think it probably will make a difference. They're all different. You know, abuse takes all forms. There's emotional abuse, there's verbal abuse, economic abuse, physical abuse. One thing I noticed I've been in conversation quite a bit with the district attorney's offices in both Ulster and Dutchess. And the one thing that I've been told is in the last 30 years, there has been a great amount of progress. But there also are more women in the legal fields. There are more women who are now in law enforcement. And I think that that female perspective is now changing the way, the perception of domestic violence and the way that the victims are being treated and the way that the criminals are being prosecuted. It's not a police arriving at a home of a domestic dispute, separating the partners and saying, take a walk, buddy. No, it's a crime, and it's treated like a serious crime. The problem, one of the prosecutors told me, one of the biggest problems, though, is that one of these obstacles in the process of prosecution is that these women are many times dependent upon the men. You say that half the women are breadwinners. Well, that's only half. And in addition to that, there's the connection of children. So if you're financially dependent, your husband is the only one with an income in the household, and you have three children, and you have this lifelong connection to him, it's probably going to reduce the chance that you're going to, even though it's a reportable offense, it may not be a serious enough offense to take him, remove him from the home. I think I read a statistic that a quarter of all the physical assaults and one-fifth of all the rapes and one-half of all the stalking perpetuated against females by their intimate partners are not reported to the police.
You're an artist, a wonderful artist. We just love your work. When you write, do you ever write with any of this in mind?
I think from the beginning, since I grew up in an area that was in the sort of post-industrial Rust Belt town, and during the recession in the 1970s, which, you know, Jamestown, where I grew up, never really recovered, it had all the attendant social and economic woes. We had the highest rate of teenage pregnancy in the state. We had just a ridiculous amount of alcoholism and domestic violence and abuse of children. And I started writing about those issues from a very intimate point of view. I wrote a song called What's the Matter Here when I was living in Jamestown back in 1985, I think it was, about my neighbor and witnessing the abuse of a child living next door to me. So when I was getting ready for this event, I realized that this theme of abuse of power is something that I've been writing about for years. And I selected many of the songs from my own catalog to reinforce the text of the speakers who will be at the event.
I know that you are an incredibly talented person, but you also go to concerts where every performer does, where there is potential for stalkers and people who are just out of their gourds. Does that influence the way you feel about domestic violence?
I had to move once because of being stalked. And I remember at the time thinking, this is something that women experience all the time with their intimate partners. This is a total stranger who has imagine that we have a relationship.
Yeah.
So I had never met him face to face, but you know, I got to the point where the sheriff's department was at my house every day, and it was frightening. It was very frightening, but I was able to escape it. But have a little bit of insight.
I think that would be a lot of insight. I mean, you experience the fear that a domestic partner would be, you know, thinking of every moment of every day.
Oh, and I've been threatened. I've had death threats, and I've had police officers with bulletproof vests standing next to me on stage. That's happened, too.
I recently did an hour-long interview with Governor Patrick and Diane Patrick, his wife, who had a very frightening story to tell about a husband who took a revolver out, put it to her head, and said, make my dinner now. Can you even imagine that this is what some people go through?
I'm doing more than imagine these days, Alan.
Sure.
I mean, the last couple of months of preparing for this concert have changed my perception of humankind. I mean, just to know that we like to think that the kind of trauma that these families are experiencing happens in a war zone on the other side of the world. But that's not the truth. I mean, Juanita Allen in 2002, killed by her husband, shot and injured her daughter with two other daughters present and witnessing. Tiffany Georges in 2006, killed by her husband with her son witnessing. I mean, I can't even read the list.
You get very emotional about this. Is that the connection, is that you feel what other people are going through, even though it may not have happened to you?
Well, that's empathy and compassion.
Yeah.
As I feel those things very deeply. And I think as a musician, that's kind of my stock in trade, is being some kind of receptor, and a receptor and a transmitter. And also, I just feel like these kind of events are, I mean, what can be more emotional than an event like this and an issue like this? And I feel like if I can open people's minds, open their hearts, and while they're in that receptive, kind of open state, I can hand them an opportunity to make a connection. And I feel that in the Hudson Valley, we have incredible resources here in the people who live here, choose to live here, whether they're temporary, city refugees or if they're full-time residents. We have a lot of resources here. But I feel that there is a wall that divides the people who have from the people who don't have. Mm. And in this case, we're talking about what they have is security and safety, because it's not really a class or race issue. It has to do with, the circumstances behind the doors of your own home. You can be poor and very safe and secure in your, family and not live in fear and violence. Or you can be very wealthy and be terrorized by your partner. This night is all about connecting people. And my experience over the years doing these kind of events is you have 1,000 people in the room. And maybe if you're lucky, 5 of them will make a serious commitment. And a larger amount make a small commitment. But if you have 5 people who make a lifelong serious commitment to their community because of this event, that's an achievement.
We've been speaking with Natalie Merchant. Again, you can join Natalie and the Kalmia String Quartet along with local singers for a night of music and message, drawing attention to the grave problem of domestic violence in the Hudson Valley. The evening is a fundraiser for 2 domestic violence shelters, the Washburn House of Ulster County and Grace Smith House of Dutchess County. Tickets are available through the Fisher Center box office at 845-758-7900. I'm going to read that again, 845-758-7900, or online at Fisher Center. Now, Fisher, F-I-S-H-E-R, Center, that's one word, fishercenter.bard.edu, or Shelter Concert, that's another one word, shelterconcert.com.
Right.
Natalie Merchant, dear, thank you so much for being with us. Thank you for being who you are. Thank you for all of these inspirational efforts that you have made at leading the way for so many of us, and we all love you and we appreciate it.
Well, thank you, and good luck with the fundraising.
Don't spread the discontent. Don't make the same mistake.